This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 102.7 in Gauteng and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town.
Well, clearly, undoing decades of mismanagement and cadre deployment is going to be the biggest challenge this country has ever overcome, if it ever will be. This Auditor General report released today into municipal finances has really got me quite depressed. If you look at the numbers, over half of municipalities say they don't expect to collect more than half of their outstanding debt, which sits at around 129 billion for the next financial year. More than 1.6 billion of the 2 billion that was invested illegally by municipalities into VBS Mutual Bank can't be recovered, and so it goes. I've invited Charles Cox of Ratings Africa to talk about some of the high-level findings on the road to seeming penury for local government. Evening, Charles.
Good evening.
Now, none of this should really come as any surprise, so certainly not to you. You've been monitoring the state of local government for years now. I was chatting to Astral's MD earlier on this week, and we were reminded of the parlous state of local governments. They can't even deliver water services. What were some of the high-level findings that caught your attention from Auditor General Kimmy Mokoetu's report?
Firstly, I think he is being very diplomatic. So when he says something is disturbing, we should understand it to be extremely bad or perturbing. Those would be our words. I think he's not mincing the fact of where they're concerned about the state of affairs, but I think that when you read it, you really need to understand that he's using diplomatic language. And yet it comes through strongly. I'm just saying it should be read to be even more strong than what the words say. He talks about a consistent regression. He says that in very few cases, Limpopo being one of them, it has been an improvement. Even in Western Cape, which has generally been doing well, there is some regression, but he talks about technical aspects such as dates and so forth.
Yeah.
So he underscores what we've been finding for something like 23 years, that things are getting worse. And he makes a very interesting point that in many cases where there have been improvements in the past year, there has been the result of consultants coming in. That's very, very bad news, because you would have hoped that the existing management, the existing technical people at the municipalities are being trained up to do the right thing and do it efficiently. So in reading that phrase of his, I became even more concerned. We, of course, are analyzing annual financial statements. We don't necessarily go and visit a municipality. His teams do.
And he also mentioned that they're increasingly experiencing intimidation and pushback from the various municipalities, which very often they're entitled to do, but in the way that he raises it in the report, it does seem to be on very thin, flimsy or scurrilous grounds here. But I don't want to get too sidetracked on that particular point. This is the Auditor General's first major results announcement since the Public Audit Act was amended and came into effect actually in April this year. So it really will only be in effect over the next financial year. And Mokoetu said that it was concerning that there's a growing number of municipalities and individuals that are just ignoring the Auditor General's findings and recommendations over the last 15 to 20 years. So what good is it to have an oversight, a Chapter 9 body that is just ignored? So in comes the Public Audit Act. How is this meant to give the Auditor General more bark, more teeth?
Well, in theory, and this is the problem, in theory, the Auditor General gets a lot of powers, gets the ability to actually take people very seriously into another frame of disciplinary action, gets to a position where they effectively can order that money be recouped, that debtors can be forced to pay. But, you know, the team at the AG is hardly the kind, is made up of the kind of people who have that ability. So the AG is either going to have to appoint a new set of people to do that or farm this out again, and I sincerely hope it won't be to consultants. I don't see that that act is going to have significant impact unless different people are empowered to do that. And I still don't quite see how it will work, because we have a very, very large number of municipalities with problems. If you have 285 that he mentioned there, who have to say 80% of them, 85% I think he says, need really serious action. Can you imagine how many people you need to do that? Because it has to be done at the same time. You can't say, I'm going to do this one and let the other one wait for 3 years. So from my point of view, and honestly, we can't necessarily state that it's categorical, it is unlikely that this act is going to have a significant effect unless a new team of people is appointed to do just that, auditors themselves aren't the right people to do these, take on these extra duties.
And that is the role, I mean, and touches on an important issue here, the role of the auditor versus the role ultimately here of the municipal manager. It's the role of the municipal manager to ensure that when the AG raises these findings, that they implement the changes and they remedy these changes. But when you're just being ignored, it comes down to the situation we find ourselves in today, where we're giving the Auditor General powers that really shouldn't be sitting inside that office. I know Corruption Watch expressed concern regarding this proposed new unit that's going to be established within the Auditor General to conduct civil recovery. Adding that it's quite unclear as to what role the state attorney's office would or should play in regard to that recovery. So they're all sorts of questions. But I think you've answered my primary one, Charles, as unfortunately we run out of time. And that's what impact the change to the Auditor General's powers might have on this regression. And unfortunately, not much. That was Charles Cox of Ratings Africa, a ratings agency that specializes in ratings and similar opinions for companies, state-owned enterprises, municipalities, provinces, and central governments. I'm going to put it out to you, the listener. Do you think that the changes to the Auditor General's powers will arrest the decline in our munis? We'd love to hear your thoughts. Please tweet us at Classic1027 or send us your WhatsApp on 066 470 1872.